Chai FM, Eye on Terrorism, exclusively on Chai FM.
Good morning, David. Welcome back. How are you?
Thank you very much indeed. I am, yes, I'm alive and kicking. I was on a grand tour of the United States of America, looking at how terrorism has or will affect the country. Fascinating insights into the mindset in America. But as they say, that's not what we're here to talk about today. But thank you for asking.
David, this morning BBC's headlines were all about how Mosul has been recaptured and how they've declared victory over the state of ISIS. These are the allied forces, not the BBC. So my question is it really the end of ISIS? Is it the last that we're going to see of Daesh?
Anybody who thinks that is simply fooling themselves. I think it was very amusing that Prime Minister Abadi of Iraq, maybe amusing is not the right word, but naive, President of Abadi of Iraq, rolls into Mosul to lead the celebrations, dressed in military fatigues, as if he were a leading combatant in the fight against ISIS. Sure, this is a victory for American doctrine, but this is just one little victory in a massive battle, and the battle isn't just about fighting ISIS, and ISIS is still strong, it's still out there. It's also about fighting the ideology. Just to give you an idea, when I say ISIS is still out there, we reported yesterday on what ISIS is doing in Raqqa, its self-declared capital. Anybody caught fleeing Raqqa, because there's fighting there as well, is simply burnt alive. Three families over the last couple of days tried to escape the area where the fighting was, and they were caught by operatives, taken into a building, and simply set fire while they were alive. That's ISIS all over. If I can take this one stage further, one thing that I have learned of late is that ISIS operatives are trying to move eastwards, whether that's into the stands, Kyrgyzstan, Tajikistan, those areas, or Afghanistan, where they already have a strong presence, or even attempting to move into China. And I heard from an American military source while I was in traveling the states over the last couple of weeks, that American troops have been moved to the far east of Afghanistan, which is an area where they're not normally seen, specifically to try to prevent ISIS fighters from heading across the border into China.
I saw a BBC report, it was I think last week, a very, very good report actually, and they had found a diary of one of the ISIS fighters, and there were pictures and there were all sorts of information about the personal life of this jihadi fighter. And what really struck me was the age of a lot of the people in ISIS. You're talking between the ages of 15 and 17. These are children, mm-hmm. David. What do you think, from what you know about, radical Islam, what is compelling these young people to join such a cruel organization?
First of all, to say this is a massive subject. We're in the middle of making a documentary film about exactly this. Kids, it'll be coming out, I would imagine, early in 2018, so watch out for that. I really don't know where to start with this answer. On the local front, there is obviously the idea of education, which we've talked about before. If state education is not sufficiently well invested in, then you are going to find terror movements moving in. I can give you a for example, which is not from the world of ISIS, but from the world of Hamas. In East Jerusalem, in Israel, it's known that the education offered by the Israeli government, the education ministry, isn't necessarily at the highest standard. It's not the best it could be. As a result, lots of private schools have opened up around East Jerusalem, and they are funded by Hamas. So inside an area controlled by Israel, whether you think it's Israeli or whether you think it's occupied territories, in an area controlled by Israel right now, kids are getting a Hamas education. And it's the same across the board in Pakistan, in Afghanistan, in Syria, in Iraq, in Egypt, in every country that you can think of in the Middle East, that type of thing is happening. That's where it starts. On top of that, if you've got a family that's poor, that's lost hope, maybe the father has been killed or the father can't make ends meet because they have so many children, and somebody comes knocking on your door or in the town square and says, I'm going to give $200 for somebody who can come to military training or can join an ISIS youth group. And you get that, you grab the kids in bit by bit. It's almost like dangling bait in front of a fish. The kids are naive. The kids don't know much. In some cases, the kids have already been radicalized through the education system. So it's just a hop, skip and a jump from there to picking up a rifle or putting on a suicide bomber's vest.
Absolutely insane. When did you say this movie is coming out?
Early next year, we'll be finishing production. We've already finished filming. We'll be finishing production in October, and then it's about the marketing. At the moment, the working title is Kids Inside the Terror Factory, but I suspect we'll be coming up with another title come the spring. If anybody's got an idea for a title, the film's all about the incitement of kids and how they go through the process that I was just talking about. If any of your listeners have got an idea for a title and can send it to you and can pass it on to me, I will pass it on to the film's producer, and maybe that will become the name.
Wouldn't that be nice? All right, David, that's where we leave it this week. Thank you very much. Look forward to speaking to you next week.
Take care.
God
bless. Have a wonderful week.